Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Sota Chavches, Sota 28a, pagination is 55, starting from the Gemara, 5 lines from the bottom, Magid Lecho HaKosuv Shasofek Asura. The case of Sota teaches us that at least in some applications, a doubtful case will be prohibited. You could have sfeikus, questions about what transpired. You might sometimes have a suffix lekula, to be lenient. Sometimes lechumra, to be strict. Over here by sota, we have an example that will be a lesson to certain applications that the doubtful is viewed as a prohibition. Rashi explains, the woman went and closeted herself with a man besides her husband, and we don't know what happened. And the ruling is, V'ilo mashkela asura. If they don't proceed with the waters of Sota to verify what happened, she will be prohibited to her husband. What you see is, it's a case of doubt. We're not sure what happened, and we have to rule stringently to assume the worst. Says the Gemara, we want to figure out how far we can extrapolate from the case of Sota to other applications. Mikanata don lesheretz. I want to extend this rule of Sota to the case of a sheretz, certain types of animals that give off tuma. Uma Sota. Consider the case of Sota. Shelo osa bo shogeg kemezid ve'ones kiratzon. That it's not so severe by Sota in terms of mistaken cases of relations, or if she was assaulted. We don't say that she becomes tamei and prohibited to her husband. Rashi explains, let's say we would have a case where a woman thought that it was her husband. There were multiple men in the building, someone came into her bedroom, and mistakenly she accepted and was with the person thinking it was her husband. We would not say that that prohibits her to her husband, the Yisrael. As far as the laws of Sota go, it was a mistake. Similarly, if she was assaulted, we would not say that's limol ma'al be'isha, that she rejected her husband on some level. She was assaulted, it was against her will. Nevertheless, osa basafe kevadai, in a case of doubt, we rule strictly. She closeted with, we don't know what happened. Unless they do mesota, she's prohibited. So from that logic and perspective, the Gemara says, Sheret Sha'asaba Shoge Kemezid, the laws of Tuma and Taira, ritual impurity, where it makes no difference whether it was intentional contact or unintentional contact. Either way, it's going to transport the Tuma to the next item. Va'ones Keratzon, makes no difference if you were coerced or forced to touch the carcass or you did it intentionally. Either way, there's going to be Tuma. Eino din, you see that Sheretz is even more strict than Sota. It makes sense, Shayasa bo safek kevadai, that we should rule strictly when it's safek, as if it was for sure. Says the Gemara, introducing one of the conditions for such extrapolation from Sota, that things should be tamei when in doubt. Umi makam shabas. From where are you coming from? Sota. So we have to consider Sota. Uma sota rishus hayachid. Avsharetz rishus hayachid. We only say this concept of doubtful is for sure, and we have to rule strictly because it's a Rishus HaYachid, it's a private area. Only two people were there, the man and the married woman. But it's a Rishus HaYachid. So then if more people would be in a place where the doubt was created, we would not extrapolate from Sota. Only if it's like Sota that there are only two people there. Also, Uma Sota Dava Sheyeshbo Da'as Lishol. It has to be like Sota that you're dealing with somebody who can be asked. You might not trust her, what her answer is, but it has to be somebody that you can deal with, that you could talk to. Av Sheretz Dava Sheyeshbo Da'as Lishol. Also, in the case of Sheretz, where the carcass caused or might have caused Tumah, it has to be that you're dealing with somebody that you could talk to. If you're dealing with a child where we don't have that level of trust, or we're not sure if a loaf of bread touched the carcass and became Tameh, then we're not going to do this extrapolation, which is that in a private area, in a place where you're dealing with somebody who could be asked, and you have a doubt if Tumah occurred, then we rule strictly, just like by Sota. Umikan Amru, indeed, the Gemara says, from here is the rule, Davar sheyeshbo da'as lishol, if it's dealing with somebody who could be asked, Birshus HaYachid, and it's in the private area, Sefeko Tomei, we will rule strictly in cases of doubt. Birshus HaRabim, Sveko Tahar. If it's in a public area, more than two people, then the doubtful case is ruled leniently. V'she'ein bo da'as lishol. And similarly, if you're dealing with somebody who can't be asked, a child or an item that can't be asked, bein b'shus hayochad, bein b'shus harabim, sfeiko tahar, the doubtful case will be ruled leniently, because we cannot extrapolate this strict perspective from Sota, because Sota was specifically a case of Rishus HaYachid, a private area, only two people were present, and only in a case of Yesh Bo Da'as Lishol, a person who could be asked. The woman could be asked. Again, we might not trust her, but we're dealing with the possibility of dialogue, and only cases that are similar will have a similarly strict ruling. There is a fascinating question over here, which is brought by the art scroll on the next page, footnote 15, where they wonder that even the case of Sota could exist with a person who can't be asked. We gave the example of a child can't be asked because they're not of age to be trusted with their answer. It's not a dialogue that counts. So the question goes, a minor, meaning an underage girl, she's a ktana, she's young, she could have the rule of Sota. In which case, your entire logic over here of making Sota distinctive, that it's somebody who could be asked, not a katon, not a ktano, that's not so true. If she would be married, how could a child be married if her father married her off? And her husband has doubts about her behavior, she could have the law of a Sota. So not every case of Sota is Yesh Bo Da'as Lishol, she could be asked. You could have a case of Sota of a child. So how are we so sure that when we extrapolate from Sota, one of the criteria is yesh bo da'as lishol, that it's a person who could be asked, meaning an adult. Sota itself has a case of a minor, of a child, which is the example of ein bo da'as lishol, a case where you can't have that dialogue. The Shev Shmaitza asks this question in the first perek, in the first Shmaitza, perek tes zayin, and he answers that it's true that the ramifications of sota can affect an underage girl, but she would not drink. The drinking and the punishment, the verification that results, is begidola dafka, only by a adult person. And therefore, even though the concept of sota could apply on some level to a child, where the husband warns her not to go, and if she does go, she could end up getting divorced without iksuba, because she has to observe not to be secluded with this man if she was so warned. But that's not the case that we extrapolate from, because she's not the true case of sota, because she is not an example of a sota who would drink the waters of sota. She has the ramification that she has to observe no seclusion with this man, but she does not have the ramification of drinking from sota, and therefore she's not the quintessential example of sota, and her case is considered unusual and is not the case from which the criteria are learned. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.